We head to the Greater Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. Patrick O'Dowd joins us to fill us in. They've had some changes on the MLK breakfast. And Pat, thanks for stopping by. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, Greg, you know, first of all, thank you for having me on, and thank you for everything you do to help spread the work of the chamber to the community. The MLK breakfast, as you know, you've been out there at Davis's every year, and you've seen you know, a crowd of 400 plus of the local leaders in the business community and the nonprofit community celebrating the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Truly, truly an amazing event.
It is. It is. We have a committee of dedicated community volunteers that put that event on, and the chamber staff, and the whole community does rally together for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, with COVID, we're not going to be able to do that in person. But I think that that Martin Luther King Jr. Committee, the Challenge Day Committee, has put together a program this year that'll certainly honor the legacy of Dr. King, and it'll really, you know, touch on the heritage and the history of that breakfast. So we're excited about it. Garland Gilchrist, Lieutenant Governor, I'm sure you've heard of him. He will be our keynote speaker, and through the magic of creative editing from Spring Arbor University, they've got their marketing students involved. And the program's going to be virtual this year. Garland, like I said, Garland Gilchrist will deliver the keynote address.
Mm-hmm.
We've got students from Parkside, seventh graders from Parkside, that are going to be reciting one of Martin Luther King's speeches. That should be really interesting. But everybody is going to join us virtually, and Spring Arbor University is going to put that together in about a 45-minute maybe 50-minute program that will air on JTV and our social media pages. And so we're really just excited with the opportunity to keep this such a great event going, and thankful to our sponsor, AARP. They've been with us for a long time sponsoring this event, and thanks to them, we're able to do this again this year.
What time will that be, Pat?
We're going to air the first airing will be at 8 o'clock on January 15th. It'll play from 8 until 9, like I said, on our social media page and on JTV. And then it'll play again at 10 o'clock for those that couldn't make the 8 o'clock. And then again on January 18th with the same times, 8 and 10. So a lot of opportunities for the community to take part and see what Garland Gilchrist has to say, and just to help us honor the legacy of Dr. King. So we're pretty excited about it. You know, with COVID, you have to get creative and you have to get innovative, and I think our committee has done that.
Yeah, dynamic speaker.
Yeah, yeah, he's played a big role. You know, with Governor Whitmer's administration, and he's really doing some great work with the COVID and the racial disparity amongst you know, mm-hmm. the victims of the COVID. He's really played a leading role. So I'm sure he's going to have a great address and honor Dr. King. And I think we'll all learn something from it, Greg. And, you know, one of the things that we're most excited about is a scholarship has actually been created. The chamber has decided that, you know, with the changes this year, it was an opportunity for us to do a little bit more. People couldn't go to the breakfast in person, so we decided to start a scholarship up for a student of color in Jackson County. So all of our sponsors, a portion of their sponsorship will go directly to a scholarship. Monica Mosier and the Jackson Community Foundation are going to be administering that scholarship. So not only are we honoring the legacy of Dr. King, we're going to be providing a decent amount of money for a student locally to go to either Jackson College, Spring Arbor University, or Baker College. So it's truly an impactful event.
Fantastic. Somebody wants to be a sponsor, Pat, can they jump in?
Yeah, yeah, we certainly we rely on sponsors to put programming on. We have a great list now, but there is more room. If somebody out there wants to sponsor, they can call us at 782 8221, and we can get them set up. There's information also, Greg, on our website. That's jacksonchamber.org. And under our events tab, there's the MLK celebration, and there's a link to a sponsorship form. So a couple different ways for people to get involved.
What does 2021 look like for you guys, or are you going day by day?
Yeah, it really is day by day. Normally, we would have a whole calendar of events laid out, networking opportunities, educational opportunities for our business members. You know, it's that type of year where we just can't do that. So I think that, you know, looking at maybe towards March, we'll maybe be able to get together again in person and have some of our different events. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the chamber staff, Greg, is fully dedicated to helping our members through this difficult time. So we've got Tim Booth, our legislative affairs director. He's an expert on all things COVID legislation and small business help. So if anybody out there, business owners, are struggling, they can always give Tim a call. So we've really stepped up, I think, as a staff to try to help our members through these difficult times. And, yeah, just doing what we have to do.
What are you hearing from the membership, Pat? Are they struggling along, or are they making it through?
You know, obviously right now, Greg, the restaurants, I think we have 52 restaurants that are members of the Jackson County Chamber. It's been a difficult year, and right now it's a difficult season. But, you know, I think I've been impressed, and I think I speak for the board of directors, our staff, with the resiliency of the business community. Mm-hmm. And their creativity. Everybody's frustrated. Everybody's tired of it, but they understand this is the situation they're in, and, you know, they have to adapt and overcome. And so it's been, for us, it's been exciting to see the level of community pride. It just feels like everybody's circled their wagons in Jackson and is trying to take care of our small business owners. So I know the business owners are appreciative of those efforts, but they're obviously looking forward to getting back to business as usual.
Yeah, the restaurants have really been hit hard. So, you know, we tell everybody if you can get a meal at a restaurant, do that.
Yeah, yep, certainly is one way to help. I don't know about you, but I shouldn't say this, Greg, but my wife is not a good cook. So we have certainly taken advantage of takeout over the last couple of months. And, you know, that's much to the relief of our children and really my wife. She struggles in the kitchen.
Pat, I'm not going to say a word.
Okay. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have either, Greg, but I've been told I don't know when to stop. So,
again, big news with the MLK diversity event. Again, remind folks when that is, Pat.
Yep, January 15th, 8 o'clock will be the first airing, and that'll be on the Chamber's Facebook page and also JTV and JTV.TV. We're going to air that program at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. on the 15th, and then we're going to air it again on the 18th, which is a Monday, at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. And the video, the program, that'll be available digitally on our website. That'll be available on our YouTube page, all of our social media. So if people in the community can't watch on those 2 days, there'll be plenty of opportunities to see Garland Gilchrist deliver that keynote address.
Yeah, that'll be everywhere, so you won't miss it. Pat, appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Greg. Keep doing the great things you're doing for Jackson.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you,
Pat O'Dowd from the Greater Jackson County Chamber.